Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Hello?
Huh? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Who is this?
My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. It is a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in California today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Are you a computer or are you a real person?
I'm a real person, sir.
Because you sound like a computer. Okay, I'll answer a few questions, if I can answer them.
Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
You don't need to know that.
Okay, just give me 1 second. To which of the following age groups do you belong? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44?
I'm older, 40, so that's good. I'm older.
More than 65 years?
No.
Maybe 55 to 64?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell me what is your main racial background or ethnicity heritage? It is a Caucasian.
That shouldn't matter. You're asking questions shouldn't matter.
I really understand that, but this is how the survey is
I know, but I don't want to give you that kind of information. I mean, you're going to ask me some questions, ask me questions. I mean, this is ridiculous. Is you're going to, you know, I'm applying for a job.
I know, but this is for classification purposes. That's why we are doing this.
Yeah, but you don't need too many. That's too many personal questions, though. You wouldn't answer these questions if you had to do it. Well, whoever designed it, they wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, I really understand. Okay. And can you tell me what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
Again, that doesn't matter.
Okay. I really understand your point. Now, first of all, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Do I approve or disapprove? I'm not happy with the economy, I tell you that.
Okay, and would you say you strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly, because the economy is very bad.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
I'd probably give him 5.
Okay. I can be somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove. I mean, somewhat disapprove, yeah.
Okay. And if the election for the state assembly were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I don't know. I haven't even researched that yet. I don't know who's running there. Oh.
Okay. And I would like you to, I'm sorry, I want you to read you, I will read you, sorry, a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on the next one. The first one is Esmeralda Soria.
I kind of like her.
Okay, so you will say you have an unfavorable opinion?
Yes.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Okay. Then we have Joanna Garcia Rose.
Is she from my district? My area?
This is on the survey, yes.
So is she from my area? That's what she's running? I never heard
sure.
of her name.
Well, I'm not sure.
Say the name again.
Yes. It's Joanna Garcia Rose.
No, I've never heard of name.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I hold her responsible for the economy, same as Joe Biden.
Okay, so would you say you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion or no opinion?
Right now, no opinion.
Hello?
Yes. Your question was favorable, unfavorable or favorable? That was your question,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
not
you have a...
Because economy sucks.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Inflation and the cost of living, taxes, job and the economy, healthcare, education.
Job and economy.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, you're extremely interested in the upcoming elections. Okay. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'll probably lean for Donald.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat state assembly member?
I think Imelda, probably because I know her name and I saw her some places. I think I forgot what was it. I'll probably vote for her.
Okay. Now, moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty serious off on the ground track?
It's the wrong track.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
In my community, it's not really much, but I know I see in the news how people grab and smash and grab, and that's kind of scary to go in places. So what we see in the news is probably increased. I live in a small town, so small town really never changes. What I see is that crime has increased.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And now, on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a few statements that you might heard about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Read that again.
Yes. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Does this make you more likely, or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your opinion?
I really didn't understand your question.
Well, the point of this is that if you find this statement much more likely, you know, to convince him.
What's the statement?
Okay. Yes. The statement is, as a professional auditor, Joana Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Politicians say a lot of things and never ever comes true, so I don't even know what to answer that to. They're going to say what they're going to say right now. Nothing ever happens.
Okay, you can say that it has no difference in your opinion?
No.
Okay. Then we have, in the assembly, Joana Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
How is she going to do this? There's more Democrats in the state than Republicans. Republicans can't pass nothing. So she's telling all this stuff. She knows she's never going to get it done.
Well, right? Then, okay.
It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. You need votes.
Okay. Okay, so this makes no difference in your opinion?
It makes no difference, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now the next one says, Joana Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants to strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
You know, when it comes to crime, we got to make a decision, not one fits all. So that's a tough one. You got to look at the circumstance too. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then we have.
So you have a kid coming from a broken home, no supervision, and he commits a crime and you send him in jail for the rest of his life. That's sad too. Oh.
Yes, I really understand that.
Yeah.
Well, continuing with the survey, the next one says, Joana Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Politicians, they're corrupt anyway. You know, how is that you go over there and you get $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year and then you were there for 20 years and you're worth $10 million? It can be, unless you're corrupt. So most politicians are corrupt. That's the reason they go in there, right?
Well, I can't say
I'm not saying
anything.
Is, but I'm saying all the politicians are corrupt.
Okay, and now, so what can be your decision for this one?
No comment.
No comment,
no
okay.
Yeah.
And the last one says, to make California more affordable, Joana Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
You know what we need in California? We need corporation not to be able to buy homes, so they go rent them out. The only person should buy a home is whoever lives in it. If you can't live in it, you are not allowed to buy a home. That's how you keep the prices low.
Okay, so again, the choice for this will be no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, state assembly member, or Joana Garcia Rose, the Republican auditor mother?
Let me tell you, all the questions that she asked is not going to make impact on her side. She needs to spend more time on economy. That's what we need, a better economy. We don't care about all that stuff right now. Economy is elephant in the room. So tell Karen to spend more time on economy. That's what we need. I care less if you put somebody in jail or different things. That has no impact on me. I need to survive first.
Yes, yes. I really get that.
Yeah.
So you won't vote or lean any of these candidates right now?
I don't know. You haven't looked into it, but I'm more into the economy, how somebody's going to fix the economy.
Okay, got it. And now I want to read you a few statements that you might heard about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. Again, after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
She did what?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yes.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food.
Was that her bill or was somebody else's bill?
I'm not sure about that. This is just...
The person who wrote the bill, they're more responsible. I mean, look, Dale, like I told you earlier.
Okay.
Democrat gets away. I mean, they pass all the bill because they got a majority. Republican, they're nothing. You know, everybody knows they can't get up and done. You can't have 10 votes when you got 30, 40 votes on that side. That's not going to change.
Okay. So this has...
Are we happy with Democrats? No. I'm not happy with them. That's what you're asking. I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay, got it. So you will say that this...
Right now, let me tell you. The bottom line, I'm open to anybody. I have not decided who I'm going to vote. I'm going to see next few months, see what happens. And economy is the biggest issue for me.
Okay, so this makes no difference in your decision to vote for her.
Right now, I'm open. I mean, I'm not said like I'm going to vote for this person or that person. As time goes on, I'll learn more stuff and then I'll vote. But right now, I'm open to everybody.
Okay. Okay, well, let's move on to the next one. Is Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay rise?
It's about it, so, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, the choices are if this makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference
in the middle.
Your vote.
Middle, because you expect these people to do that kind of stuff.
Well, the middle can be somewhat more likely and somewhat less likely.
Less likely.
Okay. Then we have Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Taxpayer, don't they all give taxpayer money though?
This is what says. This
answer, all the political people get taxpayer money. And you know, some probably spend their own money, but most of them don't spend their own money.
Okay,
so that's why the question is not makes no difference on that one.
Okay.
Because they all get the taxpayer money.
Okay, so well, move on to the next one. Is Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that could raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being cheated off their private health insurance?
It's already happened, though. affordable health care, that's what that is. But they're not taking any private insurance away, right? Makes no difference because they're not. That's not a true statement.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now we have politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
That makes a difference. If they find something, they'll catch it or not, then I really don't care about that stuff.
Okay, so again, it makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And last one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
I strongly disagree with that.
So, would you say that this makes you somewhat less likely?
More likely
or much?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican auditor mother?
I don't know yet. You told me some stuff, but I got to do my own research.
Okay, that's okay. And now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I vote for both sides. I'm not close to either one of them, but I vote for both sides. I like certain stuff from Republican, and I like some stuff from Democrats, which
okay.
I'm not happy with.
Okay, got it. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm a moderate.
Moderate, okay, thank you. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
That's a tough one. Look, I'm going to explain something to you on that stuff. I'm an older guy. That's not going to affect me. Because nobody in my wife's not going to get it. But my kid's not going to have it. Again, that kind of stuff, you're asking people to vote on that. People have never going to be affected by it. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, because, you know, the young kids affected more on that kind of issue. And I'm like, you know what? Let people decide what they want to do instead of me deciding for them.
Okay, so you don't really have any decision for this.
I think a lot of circumstance happens in that too.
Okay, got it.
Like rape, incest, you know, what do you do with that?
Okay, now, some people feel...
Or you bring a child into the world that nobody wants, then what do you do with it? I know, look, I hear all this stuff from pro-life people that there should be no abortion, but nobody wants to take care of these kids.
Okay, yes. Yes, that really happens.
Yeah. So, again, I think old people shouldn't be allowed to decide that because they're not affected by it. Young people are affected more by it. So,
yes, I'm open.
You know, it's just what that...
Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, continuing with the survey, you know, some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate. On that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No, I'm not a one-issue person.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. It doesn't matter. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah.